Well, one thing is constant in the world of professional bass fishing, and that is change. And I tell you what, there's a lot of changes going on in the industry as well. With me today is Lance Peck, and those folks that know that name probably know it from CIDGO. And Lance, you're changing jobs.
I am, Terry. I've been working on a new project here that I've just made a transition this week, and have actually gone to work for a group here in Tulsa called Dynamic Sponsorships. And we're going to continue our work in the industry through a new services company that will basically, it's the easiest way to explain it, is kind of an entry point for corporate America to market their programs and products through tournament fishing and the fishing industry.
Well, you know, it's funny because you've been in this industry a long, long time. I mean, you know, you've been probably 15 years plus. You're still a young man. And you look back at the Lowrance days, you were there for a while. And then, of course, with Brunswick and doing the things you've done there with Motor Guide and Quantum and all the other companies that Brunswick owns. But now, you know, the CIDGO sponsorship, which is vital to the part of BASS, and I'm sure you had mixed emotions, but I do know that Tulsa is a town where CIDGO's at, and that's your hometown, and you kind of wanted to stay there as well.
Right. I've been very fortunate that Tulsa's kind of been a hub of a lot of industry, you know, activation here with quite a few manufacturers here, and then, of course, CIDGO's corporate headquarters has been here in Tulsa. So I've been very fortunate to do what I love, you know, in the industry that I love, and be able to stay here in Tulsa.
Well, I know you like the turkey hunt, so you got to be able to fit that in and all the other things, the fishing and the hunting and all the stuff that's associated with Tulsa, and that is your home.
Absolutely. We live hunting and fishing, and I'm just very fortunate to be able to make a living in the industry as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, briefly here about CIDGO. You know, they're the number one sponsor at Bass right now, and a lot of change, of course, going on at Bass, but CIDGO's been right there, right in the middle of the throes of everything, and you were integral in that.
Right. As I look back on my career in the industry, that's some of the best years to date, just because of the type of marketing programs that we were able to do there. You know, really some innovative things as far as the level of activation, you know, the new programs that we introduced at CIDGO, and then, of course, our angling team with, you know, guys like Gerald Swindle and Marty Stone and Shaw Grigsby.
Well, you know, that's very, very important, and I think the activation is a key word there. You know, there's a lot of sponsorships out there, but activation is really the key because that's where you really, you know, where the rubber meets the road. That's where the leverage comes.
Sure, and I think, you know, there's a trend in the industry that I've seen that's kind of changing, and that, you know, obviously it's more costly to participate on the pro side, you know, which in turn they're asking for more sponsorship dollars from the companies that they work with. So I think the days of companies coming in and just placing a logo on an angler's jersey and, you know, calling it a day are done. You know, the amount of investment that it takes to work with these guys now, I mean, it really takes a company that's willing to come in, do an endorsement, deal with a pro, and then put some marketing funds behind that relationship to help leverage it from the corporate side and then help the delivery of the pro. So it's really, it's a delicate balance there that has to be maintained so everyone gets out of the relationship what the intentions are.
Well, this seems like a natural going to Dynamic Sponsorships then, because you're going to be able to take what you've learned and what you've found and some of the things you've done to the business world and maybe, you know, enhance what we see in the sport of bass fishing from that round, right?
Right. I mean, that's really our charge is, you know, number one, we want to help do our part to continue to develop the tournament world. And you kind of look at CIDGO as a model, the big non-demic company that came in and did some really great innovative marketing programs. And that's really my charge with Dynamic Sponsorships is, you know, we want to be an entry point for that non-endemic company to come into the industry and really put some meaningful programs behind, you know, their relationships and really garner some success and some value out of the industry. Because we've all seen companies come in and, you know, they're in the industry for a few years, they do some things, but they don't really get active in it. And then you see them kind of fade away. Well, what we want to do is we really want to help them engage and really put some meaningful programs behind their involvement so they feel good about it. It helps the angler from that aspect that, you know, this company's investing in them, helping increase their exposure. And, I mean, it's been a great model at CIDGO.
Well, you know, and I want to mention CIDGO again one more time. And Gerald Swindle, you know, was and Marty Stone both were at the Top Gun Championship in Dallas. And you know, something that came out of that was the wrap boat, the wrap truck, that kind of thing. And, you know, that's become a big part of the BASS model now. But, you know, the thing that was neat is I saw Gerald and Marty go into CIDGO gas stations and walk in, talk to the people that own the gas station or those that were working there. It really adds to the sport. Not only are you seeing them driving down the road, but they're actually real people that come in and buy peanuts or whatever they're going to buy. And that really gives that value to the advertiser, probably more so than they can get it anywhere else.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I really tried hard to do at CIDGO is we marketed as much to our internal folks as we did the consumer, meaning that, I mean, we armed Gerald Swindle and the Marty Stones that whenever they were out on the road, you know, they always went out of their way to make, and will continue because they're still with Sicko, they always go out of their way to make that personal contact with the, you know, with the Sicko folks that they see at tournament site. Because that's really how you get and build a successful program, is you have to build, you know, momentum internally so all the executives and management feel good about the program, and then you also have a separate communication channel to the consumer, you know, for visibility of the brand.
Yeah, well, you know, point of sale is very, very critical there. And you know, if you've got that guy and he's driving down the road and he's got to get fuel, you know, it makes it really nice for the, you know, see that truck and boat out in front of one of the gas stations or whatever for Citgo in their case. But you also are going to be, you know, involved, and you talk about the non-endemic, which is what everybody's shooting at because that's really where the money's at. You know, we beat the dickens out of all the endemic sponsors to the point where they're pretty well sapped, you know, or tapped out. And now you're going to be able to maybe bring some people that haven't been in our sport in.
Sure, and that's really our number one goal, is to bring corporate America into the fishing industry and giving them an entry point where, you know, we can come in and customize programs for them, visit with them, determine what their goals and their objectives are, and then customize programs to make it a positive experience.
Well, 2 days on the job, I'm sure I'm beating you to death here because you're not going to have all the answers yet, but I know you're going to be representing anglers and other companies, and making that mesh has got to be one of the big key elements to what you're trying to do.
It is, and you know, one of the things that we're going to strive to do is we're going to put programs together for anglers, but we're not going to have anglers under contract per se. What we're going to do is we're going to look at the corporate sponsor, look at the profile of their brand, and then try to match an angler or a group of anglers to that brand that is the best fit.
And that's a great way to do it, because then you've got a good partnership not only with the brand and what's going on in fishing, but with the angler as well that accentuates the brand.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Lance, I guess the next steps are, you know, is to keep up with, you know, this business is you really have to stay involved with it each and every day. And I know your organization probably is going to be in a position to be able to go out, talk to people that you've had contact with in your prior jobs, and try to work with them, I would think.
Sure. There's another spoke to Dynamic, is we're not 100% focused on the non-endemic. I mean, we'll still work with some industry companies to maybe take, you know, their current involvement kind of to the next level. Because, you know, the tournament trails and ESPN specifically, they've given us a lot broader opportunity, you know, with the new Rat Boat program, the increased television time. And, you know, that's really, I think, what is kind of going to jumpstart, you know, an influx of non-endemic dollars into the sport.
Well, Lance, I got to ask you, I can't let you off of here without kind of giving me the state of Lance Peck and what he thinks the sport's doing right now. Can you kind of give me that in a couple of minutes?
I think... you know, we all are so wrapped up into this sport that it's hard to really see the growth, you know, when you live it every day. But, you know, over the last 6-8 months, I've really seen some of the foundations being laid that I think is really going to help the sport move to the next level. And the key spoke in that, in my mind, is the additional television hours, because that's where you can really make the exposures to the folks that don't live it and eat it and breathe it every day. You know, when you're on national television, and it's not just bass, I mean, FLW has done a great job with it too, you know, and it's appointment viewing where you have, you know, the same program on, the same time slot every single week. And that's where really what has, you know, given us the ability to go out and start companies like Dynamic. You know, those opportunities weren't really there in the past, but, you know, corporate America, they're looking at media and media dollars and the values that they're able to generate from it.
Well, Lance, I appreciate you being with us, and I'm going to call you back because I'm going to get some more inside scoop on what's going on and what companies you're representing and what you're trying to do there in the future. So I thank you for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Look forward to it, Terry. Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this indeed has been Bass Fan Radio.